you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, October 8th. I'm Julie Slater with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Officials in charge of investigating and cleaning up the oil spill off the Orange County coast did not hold a news conference today, saying they'll now be called only if there's a significant update. But there's a lot we still don't know. KPCC science reporter Jacob Margolis has some of the top questions that need answers.
What was responsible for breaking the pipeline? Was it a ship and an anchor? We don't know. Exactly when did the leak start, and why were early signs missed or ignored? And really, the big question is, when are we going to stop drilling for oil? Governor Newsom has called to explore phasing out oil extraction by 2045, but that's a long way off, and we've got a ton of aging oil rigs along the coast. This latest spill has environmentalists calling for action. Miyoko Sakashita is with the Center for Biological Diversity.
There should be federal action to stop and decommission all these platforms off of California. They're all just a ticking time bomb.
There are both state and federal investigations ongoing into Amplify Energy and what caused the leak. There's also a federal class action lawsuit that's been filed. I'm Jacob Margolis.
The cleanup of that oil spill has been going on all week, and the Coast Guard said about 5,500 gallons of crude have been recovered from the ocean. Some beaches have reopened in Laguna and Dana Point, but the public is still not allowed in the water. Reports are that the oil has traveled as far south as San Diego. For a complete look at what happened this week, you can listen to our LA Report this Sunday wherever you get your podcasts. In Carson, local officials are encouraging people to report any information about a foul smell coming off the Dominguez Channel. CBS 2 first reported complaints about the odor, which one resident likened to rotten eggs. Los Angeles County Supervisor Holly Mitchell represents the area. She issued a statement that Public Works is investigating and encouraged people to call the department's 24/7 hotline with questions at 800-675-HELP. That's 800-675-HELP. Mitchell noted that she has heard from people who say their health has been impacted. The South Coast Air Quality Management District has received hundreds of complaints about the smell. The agency asks people to file a complaint or share information by calling 1-800-CUT-SMOG. A fifth candidate has announced he'll challenge Sheriff Alex Villanueva in next year's election. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
Retired Sheriff's Captain Matt Rodriguez worked for the department for 25 years before leaving it in 2013. He's since worked as Santa Paula's interim police chief, San Diego's deputy director of transit security, and Metrolink's security manager. He called Villanueva a colossal failure and promised to rebuild bridges he has burned.
I would love to work with the Oversight Commission. I would love to have a quality relationship with the Board of Supervisors. Why do we need an angry sheriff who's defying everybody and everything?
Rodriguez promised to ban deputy subgroups or gangs, something Villanueva has refused to do. Rodriguez says he wants deputies to be guardians, not gladiators. Asked if he thinks the department has a problem with excessive force, Rodriguez said he doesn't have enough data. He said he would make homelessness a priority and take a more compassionate approach than Villanueva. Covering public safety, I'm Frank Stoltz.
COVID-19 vaccinations are up among younger people in LA County, but now we've got the flu to worry about.
We are probably also going to see rises in influenza, which we did not see last year because of our masking and because of our shelter-in-place orders.
That's Dr. Tara Vijayan with UCLA's School of Medicine. She says because so few people got the flu last year, population immunity for the flu this season is likely lower. That's why health officials are urging people to get a flu shot. Dr. Vijayan says if you're getting a COVID shot or a booster, it's safe to get the flu vaccine at the same time.
Now, you may not feel great having gotten the flu shot and the COVID-19 shot because it's basically priming your immune system for the real deal. So you may actually experience some low-grade fevers and things like that, all of which are actually completely normal for both of those vaccines.
The CDC recommends an annual flu vaccine for everyone 6 months or older. And checking our weather, well, tonight we've got clear skies, lows in the 50s, sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the 70s. Then we dip into the low 80s on Sunday, back down to the 70s Monday and Tuesday. In baseball, rivals go at it tonight. Game one of the National League Division Series. The Dodgers are in San Francisco playing the Giants at 6:37 p.m. This is a best of five series. You've got until 7 tonight to donate to KPCC to be entered to win tickets to see the Giants and Dodgers play Monday in L.A. Just go on over to kpcc.org or call 866-888-5722. Thanks for listening. I'm Julie Slater. Join us next time for another L.A. Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.